Good morning.
Hello there. Oh, it's Joe Hurd. Oh, my goodness. We got caught up in Monday morning quarterbacking, and Joe Hurd is with us.
Forgot about Joe. How could we forget about Joe?
Well, it's, believe it or not, other people haven't had any problem doing that.
I knew that was coming. Well, Joe, good morning. How are you? It is Monday morning. Joe Hurd is with us. Hurd of the Chamber. Is that, what we call this segment of the program?
That was actually John McGinnis's suggestion, and you know, I never did anything that John didn't think was a good idea. So,
well, that was mighty nice of him.
I think it was.
Well, welcome in, Joe Hurd. It is Monday morning. Joe's here for his biweekly visit to the WRTA mornings program, and we're going to talk about the things chamber. And well, Joe, we're now really into the Christmas season. So what doings do we have coming from the chamber and the business community of Altoona and Blair County?
Well, we still have a lot of things to do yet this month. I know a lot of businesses are hoping for that last-minute push that people are out and about with shopping. And but we've got a lot of events and programs still coming up this month. We want to try to kind of build on some of the momentum that we've been able to establish, you know, over the past few months. So we have a breakfast club coming up this Thursday with State Senator Judy Ward as our speaker. And that will, I think, be a very informative program. We generally do that with questions that are submitted in advance to our public policy committee. And Chris Michelone, who is the chair of that committee, will ask Senator Ward the questions that have come in from chamber members and from the committee itself. So we're looking forward to hearing the senator. She's done a terrific job in Harrisburg and has always been a good friend of ours. Judy started as a chamber ambassador with us several years ago and was also on our membership committee and is a graduate of our Leadership Blair County program, so we have some really close ties with her, and she certainly has been a strong advocate for business.
Hey, one of the questions I had for you, I heard you talking at the beginning about, you know, how much there was yet to do here in the month of December and to wrap up 2021. However, I had the big question. We promoted the shop local as much as we could there leading up to the Saturday after quote-unquote Black Friday. In the conversations you've had with the local businesses, how did Small Business Saturday work?
The people that we've talked to were fairly confident that Small Business Saturday, at least if they didn't notice a huge uptick in their customers, they felt that anything that really reminds people of the importance of not only spending money with small businesses, but spending money with businesses in general in our county and in our region is still a huge thing to be doing, because we know that there are a lot of dollars that leak out of the area. People just generally will, you know, at this time of year in particular, and more often than not, unfortunately, will just jump online and buy from, you know, wherever, you know, it turns out that they find usually the price.
Yeah, that's generally the big driver with all the internet sales, is whether they can get a bargain or not.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people in that situation fail to realize what that does to our local economy and to our quality of life here. The businesses that are located here are the ones that support the arts and support the Little League baseball teams and do all the things that really make our quality of life much better. And we don't expect people to buy everything that they buy from local businesses, because there are a lot of factors that that play into that. There are a lot of things that people buy that just aren't available here. And price, we understand that if there's a huge price difference, You know, it's impractical for people to really, you know, take too much of a financial beating on some of those things. But we just ask that people give consideration to the local businesses first when they buy. You know, when they see that they're going to purchase something, check and see if that might be available in Blair County. And you might be surprised, because a lot of people find that things are not only available, but they're less expensive here. And they don't have to go through all the
supply chain hassles.
for one, certainly they've and with shipping and things like that. There's right now with getting things in time for Christmas and getting the things that you're looking for and being able to return them if they're not the right thing, that gets to be a little bit of a challenge too for people. So buy what you can here, because it does have such a huge influence on how our local economy works.
You know, and especially with you know, Christmas rolling around, you know, it's getting here quicker and quicker. There are a lot of neat places in Blair County that, you know, little shops, you know, little maybe out of the way places where you might be able to get some of the coolest things. You know, you want to go to the big retail stores, and yeah, they may have, you know, the things you see on TV, but when you go into these small businesses in and around Blair County, Joe, you can always find some, you know, really cool stuff, or maybe something you just weren't looking for, or something that just catches your eye. And all of a sudden it's like, hey, you know, this is a pretty nice place to go. And then word of mouth gets out, and lo and behold, you know, it creates business that way too.
Yeah, it sure does. And I think we've got a number of niche businesses that have started as the result of people kind of looking for something different and really, trying to avoid buying what everybody else buys.
Right.
And, so you're right, Rich. It's really, you know, important that you look around here, and I think you'll gain more of an appreciation for the businesses that we have here and why they started and what they're doing to try to make the area more of a destination as well for people to come here and spend their money.
So. Talking to Joe Hurd of the Blair County Chamber of Commerce, and it's Hurd of the Chamber time here on WRTA Mornings. It's 7:24. And Joe, I had a question for you. We get a lot of information, which is one of the pluses, I think, to being a chamber member, in that there's a lot of information, good information, about the area and things that are going on and things that the chamber does, and to get that all the time. One of the things I've been noticing is there seems to be a pretty constant flow of people that are entering as members of the chamber from month to month. It seems like that's been on a pretty decent pace for you. Is that the case, or am I just imagining that?
No, it is the case, and we're very always very happy that, you know, when people join the chamber. I think your original comment there about getting information out is the real key for us. There are so many people who, after they join the chamber, and we do a new member orientation with them and invite them to breakfast and some things like that, the constant comment that I hear is, I had no idea the chamber did all the things that it does, or we would have joined the chamber a lot sooner than this. And
that's got to make you feel good.
Well, it does. It's kind of a two-edged sword there. I mean, if it takes people too long to join it.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, but this is such a great business community, and we've got a lot of people that, you know, we're constantly trying to make sure that, you know, nobody doesn't join because they feel that they don't belong in an organization like ours, or that they're, you know, that somehow, you know, what we do doesn't really fit what their business needs are. We generally feel that when we get a chance to talk to people and really see what they're looking for, and we've got a survey coming out next week where we're just asking our current members, you know what we do, or hopefully you do, tell us what you need that we're not doing, and what type of programs would be valuable to your business that maybe we're not offering at this point. And that's something that we're pretty confident that people will share their feelings with us, and we do whatever we can do to make sure that what our member needs.
Well, Joe, we are out of time for our biweekly segment, so the next time we talk to you, it'll actually be a Christmas week. So how fast
that?
It goes, and that'll be the last time until the new year. So we will talk to you in a couple of weeks and get an update on the chamber and chamber business and heading into the holidays.